USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New details are being released on the El Paso massacre as Congress tries to decide what to do about new gun legislation. In Washington, D.C., right before leaving for a New Jersey vacation, President Trump spoke of a possible attempt at making it tougher for people to get guns if they shouldn't have them.
We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important. I think my base relies very much on common sense, and they rely on me in terms of telling them what's happening.
The El Paso shooter was charged with 22 killings at a Walmart. Patrick Crucius told police that he specifically targeted Mexicans when he opened fire in the Walmart. The affidavit also gives details of the arrest. Crucius got out of his vehicle with his hands raised and stated out loud, "I'm the shooter." This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Immigration agents rounded up nearly 700 workers in a massive sweep at 7 Mississippi food processing plants. After the El Paso shooting, the president is receiving heavy criticism over his rhetoric on immigration. But he is still standing by the large-scale raids in Mississippi. Many young children were left alone and crying after their parents were taken away. The president reaffirmed his stance.
They're going to be brought out. And this serves as a very good deterrent.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the Civil War-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the Civil War began 4 years ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
According to a federal appeals court, Facebook's facial recognition data used to identify friends tagged in photos violates the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. Facebook could pay fines of $1,000 to $5,000 per violation, which could total billions of dollars. A flight attendant has been arrested for being drunk on the job. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News,
"It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in, as if she was like a helpless child."
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne March with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
"What I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene."
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
"It's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work."
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is 5 times the legal limit for flight attendants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.